Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck here.
Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind this morning?
You know, the other day I was just thinking as I was shopping, what I hate shopping for.
What you hate shopping for?
Yeah, I'm not a shopper. I will tell you that right now. And that has changed over the years because when I was a lot younger, I loved shopping.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I hate shopping.
Okay.
I hate food shopping.
Is that your worst, food shopping?
I would say on a weekly basis, you know, things that you shop for all the time.
Yeah.
That's at the top of my list.
Yeah. And what is it about it that...
You know what? First of all, it always takes longer than I want it to.
Yeah.
I always get sucked in by whatever craving I'm having at that time.
Okay.
So I try to go full. They always say, make sure that you're not hungry when you go to the grocery store. Wow, is that true?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I just, there's so much to see. It's like too much. Too many choices.
Too many choices.
I just want to get in and get out, and it never really works that way.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't like to shop. I do not shop.
What's your number one hated shopping experience?
Is food.
Yeah.
I haven't shopped. My wife won't let me shop with her.
My husband does the shopping.
For our weekly groceries, she won't let me go. Because if she's going to go in and spend $150, let's say, for the weekly groceries, with me, it's going to be $250. Because I buy strictly by packaging.
Ah, shopper.
Oh, if they've got a snappy label with the bun picture and all, I want it.
Yeah.
So she won't let me go with her. I will say that I'm not a big clothes shopper. I don't buy a lot of clothes, and a lot of the reason is I'm a big guy. So
right.
I'm 6.5 feet tall, so I need tall, big and tall men's clothes, and there's no place around here except Penny's, which is fine. So I don't.
But it's limited, obviously.
Yeah, and I don't do a lot of clothes shopping. So therefore, like this past weekend, we were in a mall in Albany, and I went to a big and men's clothing store, and I bought like 6 new shirts. I haven't bought 6 new shirts in 5 years.
Right.
You know, and those will last me, you know, until I get the urge again. But as far as clothing, oh my Lord, love my wife, and she's an expert shopper, but the trying on.
Oh, it's a pain, isn't it?
And the waiting, and, you know, thank God a lot of these places have chairs for the guys to sit in while the wife comes out. How's this look on me? It looks great. How's this look on me? It looks great. Yeah. How's this look on me? It looks great.
Hit the canvas.
Right, right, and let's get out of here.
Yeah.
On the swing side of that, and it'd be a whole new water cooler. What's your favorite thing to shop for? Give me a bookstore, and I'm good for...
I knew it!
I'm good for 2 hours.
I knew it.
I'm good for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like when we go shopping in a mall, I tell Trish the rules. I said the mall has to have either a movie theater or a bookstore, and that's where I will go.
You know what I like? Home Goods.
Home Goods, not like Pottery Barn.
Yes, like things
Pier
for your house.
51 or whatever that is.
The Christmas tree store, you can't get me out of there.
Oh, Leslie.
I know.
I thought you couldn't get out of there fast enough. Didn't we have this conversation
here's
once?
Here's the thing. It's a double-edged sword because I love the stuff that they have, but it's so crowded.
Crowded.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's too small for the amount of stuff that they're carrying. The aisles are skinny.
I agree.
You have a hard time getting around.
There's
tons of people.
I agree.
So I don't like that about it. But all the stuff they have,
they have
love
great
that.
Stuff. They have great stuff. So we both don't like the food shop.
No.
And you do it, but I don't.
Well, my husband does it.
Yeah.
I try to avoid it.
And we won't even get into shopping for cars. Let's not
That's
even
a
go
whole
there.
Other thing.
All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.